Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today, once again, we are talking about a special cafe, which is called...
浪浪别哭。
And it might seem like a strange name for a cafe because it means stray animals, please don't cry.
Yeah.
Weird name for a cafe, but they chose that name because they are helping stray dogs and cats. If you go there and you enjoy a nice meal and some coffee and some tea, they take 3% of your bill and they donate it to animal shelters who are going to help get these cats and dogs off the street and into people's homes.
没错，所以其实这个浪浪别哭的咖啡厅是非常有意义的哦。如果啊去到那边看到可爱的流浪猫或是流浪狗的话，哎，你也可以 adopt， 就是领养它们哦，因为不要再卖它们了。OK， 那或者呢，如果在那边消费的话，3%的话呢，哎，就是会用来捐赠给这个帮助流浪猫或是流浪狗的收容所。Okay, so today are we going to find out more about 浪浪别哭?
That's right, we're going to find out more about this cafe and what they've got there, what you can see if you want to go check it out near Taipei Main Station as well. So let's get into today's conversation right now.
The Cafe That Cares. Andrew and Tracy are in 浪浪别哭.
So the dogs are on the first floor.
And the cats are on the second floor.
Where do you want to go first?
I don't mind. All the areas are really clean and comfortable.
How did this place get started?
An old lady lived here. She loved animals a lot and took care of them.
She doesn't live here anymore?
She's too old and has to live with her son. A lady called Ms. Huang rents this place now.
And she wants to keep caring for the animals, huh? That's really nice of her.
Yeah, it's a wonderful idea.
Andrew and Tracy play with the animals.
Word power!
Area. The library is the quietest area in the school. The library is the quietest area in the school. Lady. Lady. The old lady wants to talk to the manager of the store. The old lady wants to talk to the manager of the store.Animal. Animal. You can see a lot of different animals at the zoo. You can see a lot of different animals at the zoo. Rent. Rent. Lillian is going to rent a car when she goes to Japan.Lillian is going to rent a car when she goes to Japan.
Once again, we'll set the scene for you, and they are actually at the cafe. It says, Andrew and Tracy are in 浪浪别哭. I'm really bad at saying that name. I apologize for my mispronunciation, but that's where they are. They're in the cafe.
浪浪别哭。OK， 所以其实呢，一开始哇，我们就看到这个男女主角，他们真的呢就去这个浪浪别哭一探究竟哦。OK， so Andrew is probably very excited because he's never been there.
He's never been there, and he really wanted to go check it out. So he says.So the dogs are on the first floor. So we have different floors, different levels of the building. And as you know, cats and dogs, sometimes they don't get along. They're not friends. Unless they grow up together. If you get like a puppy and a kitten together, yeah, they become best friends. They'll have naps together. They'll play together. But if you just have like a grown dog and a grown cat, they're going to look at each other and say... No, I don't like you. No, you are not my friend. You're my enemy. So we have to have them on different floors.
Okay, so that's a really good idea.
Good idea.
So 一开始 Andrew 就看到，哇，这家店的狗呢，其实都在一楼。那就是像刚刚 Joe 老师有补充说明的，哎，这个狗狗跟猫咪，如果他们不是从小一起长大，可能会怎么样 ？They don't get along， 可能会相处的不太好。这也在这边补充一下，狗狗的小狗版的英文就是 puppy， P U P P Y， 而猫咪我们都知道是 cat， 可是小猫咪就是 kitten， K I T T E N。OK， 那当我们要说在几楼的话，注意呢，你的接系词要用 on， 然后接一个数字，比如说三楼 on the third floor。OK， 这样子以此类推哦。So the first floor is the dog.
That's right.
Okay, I wonder what's on the second floor.
Tracy has the answer, and she says, and the cats are on the second floor. So the cats have to go up the stairs if they want to get home. So the dogs are on the first floor, cats are up on the second floor. So that's how they keep them separated, make sure there's no fights between them, and, you know, the people who are dog fans, they can go to the first floor, and the cat people, they can go up to the second floor. You know how we always say...There are two types of people in the world. There's cat people and there's dog people. Different personalities, I guess.
I'm a dog person.
You're a dog person.
What about you?
I love both.
Actually, I love both.
But I don't have any dogs. I have three cats, but I have no dogs.
I don't even have a pet.
You don't even have a pet, but you do love dogs.
Yeah, I love dogs. Okay, 所以对啊，常常我们英文会听到说 ,Are you a dog person? 或者 Are you a cat person?这里呢就是要讲说你是比较属于爱猫或是爱狗的人哦。那如果你是一个 cat lover, if you're a cat person or a cat lover, 爱猫的人 check out the second floor, 因为猫咪是在二楼哦。
So Andrew asks, where do you want to go first? Should we go to the first floor and see the dogs, or should we go to the second floor and see the cats? What do you want to do first?
I would want to go to both. Okay, so Andrew 就说，哎，那你想要先去哪边呢？ And what does Tracy say?
Tracy says, I don't mind. So she's like saying, well, we could do anything. It's all okay with me. All the areas are really clean and comfortable.
Wow, that's really nice to know. So Tracy 就说 I don't mind. I don't mind 虽然字面上有我不介的意思，其实就是指啊，我都 OK 啊，我都可以。像是如果人家叫你选 A 或是 B， 你可以说两个都可以啊。英文就可以说 either is fine or both are okay， 两者都可以，或是其中一个我都可以。那他就发现。哇，所有的地方都非常的干净，而且非常的 comfortable， 也非常的舒服。And here she mentioned this word area.
That's right. An area is like a part of a house or an office or a garden that is used for a particular purpose. For example, we could say the library is the quietest area in the school. The library is the quietest area in the school.
Of course, 其实 area 就是指区域的意思，它是个名词 area。比方像是刚刚的例句提到了，这个 library 当然就是图书馆，是在学校里面最安静的一块区域哦的地方。那我们刚刚有提到 comfortable 就是舒服，在口语上面可以用 comfy, C O M F Y 来表示哇很舒服，比较可爱的说法喽。
Andrew then has a question. He asks, how did this place get started? If a place gets started, it means it begins. So he's asking about the history of the cafe. How did they begin and how did they start?
Of course, 我也很想知道这么棒的一个地方，当然大家都很好奇，跟 Andrew 一样就问到说，诶，那到底这个地方是怎么开始呢？ Get started 就有着开始的意思。
Tracy, she knows. She studied the history of this place. She says an old lady lived here. Kind of sounds like the beginning of a ghost story, but it's not. It's not. She says she loved animals a lot and took care of them. So she was an old lady and she loved dogs and cats. And so I guess she wanted to feed them, make sure they were okay, and take care of them.
OK, 所以 Tracy 就提到了他想必比较了解浪浪别哭的由来，他说曾经有位婆婆住在这里呢，他非常喜欢动物，也很会照顾他们。 And here we see our word power word animal.
An animal is a living creature such as a dog or a cat. Those are the animals we're talking about today. They are not insects or plants or birds or fish or people. So we're talking about other sorts of creatures. For example, you can see a lot of different animals at the zoo. You can see a lot of different animals at the zoo.
没错 ，animal 这个字 ，A-N-I-M-A-L， 它是个名词，就有动物的意思。像是你在动物园 zoo， 你就当然可以看到很多不同种类的动物哦。And we also saw the word lady， and that's also our power word.
That's right. Lady refers to a woman of a particular type or age. Usually it's a woman who is like older. It's a polite way of addressing or calling that person. You wouldn't call like a little girl a lady or a teenager a lady or somebody in their 20s or 30s, you wouldn't usually call them a lady unless you really wanted to make them mad. You'd say, hey, lady. And they'd go, what? What did you call me? It's a polite way of addressing an older woman. For example, we could say, the old lady wants to talk to the manager of the store. The old lady wants to talk to the manager of the store.
所以 lady 就是女士，那我们刚刚一直在提到的 old lady 就是年纪比较长的，所以可能会是婆婆啦。Okay, and also sometimes when mom speaks to the kid, young lady,
then you know you're in trouble.
对，就是如果小妈妈通常要骂小女生的时候，就可能会用 young lady， 就说哎，就是小孩，你要乖一点。可是通常是女生啦。Okay, 所以 take care of， 我们之前其实有提到，就是有照顾的意思，而如果刚刚我们提到 animal， 那你是非常喜欢动物的人，哎，你可以称自己为 an animal lover， 爱好动物的人哦。
Next, Andrew has more questions.
Right.
He says, or he asks, so she doesn't live here anymore. He's asking if she's still in the house. Is she still there? Is she still around?
OK, 这时候呢 ,Andrew 就更好奇，他觉得这么棒的一个女士，他想要了解说，那现在是不是不住在这里了呢？其实我们看到了 anymore 是个副词，表示再也不如何如何。
Once again, Tracy has the answer. She says she's too old and has to live with her son. Okay, so she's gotten quite old. She has to go live with her son, so perhaps he can take care of her. And a lady called Miss Huang rents this place now.
Okay, 原来呢，之前那个老太太她太老了，必须要搬到跟儿子住。那现在呢，就是有一位叫做黄女士 ,Miss Huang, 她租下了这个地方。Okay, and here we see the word rent.
That's right. Rent means to regularly pay money to live in a house or room that belongs to somebody else, or to use something that belongs to someone else. For example, Lillian is going to rent a car when she goes to Japan. Lillian is going to rent a car when she goes to Japan.
Okay, 刚刚我们看到了 rent 这个 word power word R-E-N-T 就有租的意思，它是个动词。Okay, 那你可以租什么？你可以 rent an apartment， 租一个公寓啦，或者 rent a house， 甚至于呢，你可以租一片 DVD， rent a movie or rent a DVD。Okay, or rent a car， 也可以租车嘛。Okay, and next, what does Andrew says?
Andrew says, and she wants to keep caring for the animals, huh?That's really nice of her. Yes, that is really nice of her. She just wants to keep helping them out as much as she can.
对啊，然后这个黄女士呢，当然就换她照顾动物了吗？哇，她人真好诶。That's really nice of her. 那这里我们看到我们的英文快译通，so let's take a break.
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah!
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie. 最近我在告诉自己平常要多称赞人，但有时候我实在真的是太凶了，不知不觉可能就伤了别人的心。有时候自己还很白目，不知道，尤其像自己身边周遭的好朋友啊、家人等等，你可能会觉得，哎呦，都这么熟了，不用这么客气吧。所以有些人会说 ，You break the hearts of the ones you care about the most. 常常受伤最深的，反而都是自己最在乎、最爱的啦。所以今天。的英文要来学学英文里 how to be nice 要怎么变得对人好一点呢你可能会想说啊，就 thank you 或者 please 常常挂在嘴边不就好了吗也不能说你错啦但是我们称赞人的时候应该可以更真心一点比如说啊，因为他做了什么什么啊，我们觉得哇他人好好哦或是哇他好勇敢哦 For example 妈妈准备了很丰盛的早餐你可能觉得理所当然这不是很正常吗但这时候你就可以说 Wow mom It's very nice of you to prepare breakfast
It's very nice of you to prepare breakfast.
他会觉得哇，被称赞了，说不定以后做早餐也会做得更心甘情愿一点呢。那我们就来看一下今天的句子。
It's very nice of you to prepare breakfast.
我们用 it 加形容词加 of somebody to do something 来表示某人做什么事情是很点点点的。
It's very nice of you to prepare breakfast.
也等于把人当主词变成 You are very nice to prepare breakfast 下次你朋友做了什么贴心的事情啊例如记得你的生日也要记得大声的称赞 It's very kind of you to remember my birthday 再怎么理所当然的事情啊别人可是都是很用心做的啊 Don't take it for granted 这样友情甚至爱情都可以长长久久It's very wise of me to say that. 我需要好好咀嚼这么有智慧的一句话。那今天快一通就到这吧。See you next time.
Okay, so 刚刚我们有看到 that's so nice of her. 当然我们也可以代换 that's very sweet or kind of somebody. 就是某人真的太好，非常的贴心这样子的意思。而刚刚我们的句子当中还看到 care for， 其实也同样有着关心啊、照顾的意思。
Of course, Tracy agrees. She says, yeah, it's a wonderful idea.
那最后呢，当然 Tracy 也非常的同意，因为她太爱浪浪别哭。她说，对啊，对啊，是啊，这真的是一个 wonderful idea， 就是一个非常好的主意哦。
And then Andrew and Tracy play with the animals. I think that would be the best part of going there.
Right.
I'm sure the food is good.
I don't want to do that.
But you get to go there and play with the dogs and the cats and pet them and get to know them and, make some new friends. So that's what they're going to do.
没错，当然最后呢都是一个 happy ending 的感觉哦，就是 Andrew 跟 Tracy 他们当然呢就在那边跟动物们一起玩哦。Okay, that's all the time we have for day two. Now we have our wrap up.
So today on the program, we've been introduced by Andrew and Tracy to a special cafe called Lang Lang Bie Ku. Please excuse my
pronunciation.
Thank you for pronouncing that correctly for me. It's a special place where you can go and it's like a regular cafe. But this one, they donate 3% of every bill to animal shelters. So they're helping to take care of the stray dog and cat population.
真的很棒哎，所以其实去浪浪别哭，如果你去消费的话，这个账单3%呢都会用来帮助这个流浪猫跟流浪狗哦。So I think it's really great to go to a nice cafe and as well as helping out the stray animals.
That's right. You can go and enjoy a nice meal, have a relaxing time, and you're also helping out all the poor cats and dogs that don't have homes yet. And hopefully.By you going there, you're going to help them get their forever home as well. So if you like dogs or like cats, you can go check it out and maybe you'll fall in love with a cat or a dog and end up with a new pet, a new friend for life. We're going to learn more about this cafe in our next program. So please join us then. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Is everyone ready for the photo? Say cheese!
Is everyone ready for the photo? Say cheese!
Wow, 眼睛一眨又到了三月 March 了。How was your winter break? 你寒假有没有到处走走啊？寒假因为横跨了过年 Chinese New Year， 好像一定会跟亲戚到处走走，对吧？每次一大群人出外，不管是聚餐啦，或是郊游啊，一定不会少的就是拍照啦。拍照的动词我们用 take， so we can say take a photo， take a picture。那拍照前我们是不是都会说，大家照过来，照过来，集合一下，然后说笑一个。这个在英文里要怎么说呢？爱拍照的你赶快要把今天的小聚会学起来咯。 Is everyone ready for the photo? Say cheese. Is everyone ready for the photo? Say cheese. 大家准备好拍照了吗？笑一个。刚刚说笑一个，好像没有听到笑的英文呢。没有啦，在英文我们用一个很简单的句子 say cheese 来表示笑一个。Cheese 为什么是说起司呢？
cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E, 就是你认识的 cheese 蛋饼啊，培根 cheese 三明治的 cheese。 但是到底为什么要说 cheese 啊？你看说 cheese 是不是嘴巴就会形成一个微笑的形状呢？嗯，有点类似像中文我们说西瓜甜不甜，然后大家回甜的时候就是一个微笑的形状啦，大概就是一样的概念啦。所以拍照人家都会说 say cheese， 然后大家一起回说 cheese。 那我们就再复习一次咯。 Is everyone ready for the photo? Say cheese. Now, are you ready? Say cheese. 咔嚓咔嚓咔嚓咔嚓。
The Cafe That Cares. Andrew and Tracy are in Lang Lang Bay 2.
So the dogs are on the first floor.
And the cats are on the second floor.
Where do you want to go first?
I don't mind. All the areas are really clean and comfortable.
How did this place get started?
An old lady lived here. She loved animals a lot and took care of them.
She doesn't live here anymore?
She's too old and has to live with her son. A lady called Ms. Huang rents this place now.
And she wants to keep caring for the animals, huh? That's really nice of her.
Yeah, it's a wonderful idea.
Andrew and Tracy play with the animals.
Area. Area. The library is the quietest area in the school. The library is the quietest area in the school. Lady. Lady.The old lady wants to talk to the manager of the store. The old lady wants to talk to the manager of the store. Animal. Animal. You can see a lot of different animals at the zoo. You can see a lot of different animals at the zoo.Rent. Rent. Lillian is going to rent a car when she goes to Japan. Lillian is going to rent a car when she goes to Japan.